Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm from the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. Today, I'm honored and delighted to interview Brenna Bork from the University of Arizona. How's it going, Brenna?
So far, so good.
Let's launch right in. So talk to me about your major.
I am an environmental science undergrad at the University of Arizona, and I don't have any minors or anything, just going straight into the environmental science. I work in the lab of Paul Carini, who's into environmental microbiology, and we mostly do cell cultivation.
Cell cultivation. So what does that look like?
It's basically I make cell food, okay, and then I throw cells in there and hope they grow. Right now, what I'm doing is I am cultivating a Pelagibacterium called SAR11, and it is one of the most abundant organisms in our oceans. The reason why we're looking at SAR11 is because when they are in phosphate-depleted conditions, they take up arsenic compounds and demethylate it, which could be a contributor to all the methane that's in the ocean, which methane is a greenhouse gas and contributes to global warming. When the SAR11 does not have enough phosphorus to eat, okay, it starts to take up the arsenic because the arsenic compound itself is structurally very similar to phosphate, and it can't tell the difference. It's like when you go to eat the chocolate chip cookie but find out it's raisin oatmeal.
Ah.
And then it's
and that's a disappointment, people.
Yeah. And so then it's like, oh no, I'm being poisoned, and then it demethylates it because it's less toxic and it just gets it out of its system.
So what's the application of this work?
It's finding out about how different bacteria work within their own environments, because the more we understand that, the more we can work on different kind of environmental problem.
Its byproduct is methane, mm-hmm, right? And so we're worried about that, right?
Yeah. The ocean is super saturated with methane, and we don't really know why. I think that's the biggest problem that we're working with, is figuring out why and what contributes to it.
So what are you going to do when you graduate? I'm excited for you.
I think I'm going to go on to get my PhD.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where yet, okay, but I think I want to do something with remediation and the applications of bacteria towards remediation.
Okay.
So like a more natural thing.
The role that microbes play, mm-hmm, in assisting in essentially cleaning up the environment, right?
Yes.
We've seen this with different types of organic compounds.
Mm-hmm.
Perchloroethylene,
mm-hmm,
been able to be degraded by microorganisms.
Yeah, lots of bioremediation.
Lots of bioremediation.
Yeah.
What are you listening to in the lab when you're culturing those cells?
A lot of metal, different, okay, kinds of metal. Sometimes some Afro jazz, sometimes 80s pop. I love this black metal band called Windir.
Windir.
Windir. Huh. It means warrior in Old Norse. Hmm. It's pretty cool.
Wow. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Brenna, I'm really excited for you. You're going to graduate this semester or next semester?
I still have about a year, so I'm going to be a super duper senior.
Ah, yes, yes, a double time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no problem at all.
Nope.
Because school is cool.
It is cool.
Well, you stay golden. Keep up the good work. It was great to talk to you today.
Thank you. Keep us
up to date.
Thank you.
All right.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.